Hi, I'm Ronnie Moore, director of Midnight in Paris here at True or False Festival.
And James Blagden, co-director of Midnight in Paris, and we're at the True False Film Festival.
So my first question is, how did you guys meet?
I moved to New York 2005, 2006, went there for college, finished college there. One of the first jobs I got out of college. James also was sort of a part of that ecosystem. We met through work, I guess. Yeah, working together, which then turned into actual friendship. And then, I guess, a working relationship outside of working together, I guess.
Yeah. The kind of friendship that you develop into collaboration, a collaborator, and a creative confidant.
So how did you guys come up with the idea that you wanted to make this film? Where did it all start?
I was just going to say it's interesting because I think we both came to it together but also separately. Personally, I was working as an animator and I had minor success in the field and was feeling like I wanted to start pushing myself towards making live action films. At that time, Ronnie and I were, as we said, friends and interested in working together. And we were talking at the time about different ideas for things. And I was particularly interested in institutions, sort of American institutions. Enter Ronnie. He knew about the prom and how special it was, how much energy went into it, and not just from the kids, but the people around them, the sort of ecosystem of support and excitement around graduation and the prom, which, you know, just because the reality is kind of juxtaposed to what people know about Flint outside of Flint. So there's all these kind of preconceived notions about Flint, and none of them were very positive. So I think we were interested in, without being, you know, like overtly like having a plan to like go there and make this particular film, we were just being who we were, didn't want to make a film that was going to exploit anybody or romanticize poverty or, as has been talked about, black pain, and this was the result.
Yeah, Flint is a part of me, so I was very close to the story.
What are some of the challenges that you faced while shooting?
To be honest, it wasn't really... I mean, we were so into the idea and the concept that a lot of that just carried us to sort of, it sort of just willed us through to get what we wanted to do. And not to sound corny or whatever, but it was just such a good energy the whole time we were there where people were really receptive. Like, they appreciated the fact that we were excited about prom, that we wanted to tell this story. I think they could feel our energy about, you know, not trying to be exploitive or not trying to play anyone out. I feel like the feedback has been like a feel-good piece. People are like, yo, that made me feel good. And it's like, but I think that's like the energy just translated from the time we were shooting and we stepped foot there. Like, that was just the vibe, I think.
I don't know. It's weird to think of it as a feel-good because it is, because it does exist in such a particular space. But yeah, I mean, we enjoyed ourselves while we were there. People were really warm and receptive and welcoming, and like Ronnie said, appreciated that we were, you know, interested in the prom, because as big as it is, they were kind of like, oh, why, like, you know, you guys haven't seen prom like this?
It was very normal to them, so yeah. They were like, yeah, this is how we do things around here, sort of attitude from their end.
Yeah, so they kind of, I think they realized it was a chance for them too to kind of present themselves.
Everyone takes away something different from film, but if you could say, like, this is what I want everyone in that theater to take away from this film, what would it be?
I guess that life is complicated and that there are terrible things, a lot of sadness and a lot of joy, and they can be, like, in the same hat. One of the best things I feel like we heard in the process of making this, I don't know the exact quote, but it was something to the effect of, like, that was weird and sad, but also beautiful.
Yeah, I think I want people to just come away with it with, I guess, a non-judgmental eye. Everybody just wants the same thing at the end of the day.